watch porn from any major studio and you quickly realize that they don't pay much attention to the actual plot. Heck, when you look at the ads for different porn sites, it almost seems like they're going out of their way to be ridiculous and over the top. So why do studios skimp out on the plot? Why do so many of them seem so ridiculous, poorly acted, and unbelievable? It turns out there are quite a few different reasons for it. In this episode, I'll be going over exactly why most porn plots, if you can even call them that, are so poorly done, and where you can actually find porn with a plot if that's something that interests you. The first thing to know is that it wasn't always like this. And if you actually want to see something with at least a little bit of plot, vintage porn, especially that produced during and before the 1980s, you'll find it. Remember that in the past, porn was mostly sold by the individual film. We didn't have massive websites with millions of videos, and actually releasing a movie has a much higher barrier to entry. That means that each production had a lot more thought, effort, and planning put into it. In a world where you were paying for each individual video, more care went into making it memorable. And some of that care went into developing a plot and focusing on, well, actually acting instead of just laying there and getting fucked. Perhaps more importantly, though, porn used to be more illegally risky to produce. By including a solid plot in the movie and spreading sex scenes throughout it rather than making the whole thing about sex, it was easier to convince a judge that the film had artistic value. This made it easier to be protected under the First Amendment in the United States, as the film had a coherent story. The sex scenes were merely building upon and enhancing that story. So, what happened? Why are modern porn plots so stupid? Other than the loosening of the laws, the accessibility of shooting and selling porn has in many ways inspired a race to the bottom when it comes to actually selling copies of your films. By the same token, our porn habits have changed dramatically. Really, there are four main reasons why porn plots these days are so poorly done. The first and perhaps the biggest reason is that most people simply don't watch them. With millions of videos at our fingertips, we no longer sit down to watch one film all the way through. Instead, many of us have multiple tabs open with videos that grabbed our interest. We quickly scrub through the little video preview until we find the parts that excite us. We watch them and we move on to the next tab. Well, I personally believe a good plot heightens the excitement more than just seeing a dick slam in and out of a girl. The reality is that most people don't really care all that much. As long as there is some context or some fantasy they can appeal to, you'll hold on to that context while you watch. The rest of the video can be shot like any other porn scene. A blowjob here, a quick strip show, some fucking in one position, some fucking in another position, a facial, rinse and repeat. A quick side note, if you want to learn why so many pornos end with a facial, be sure to check out episode 3. Anyway, because people don't watch them enough, studios don't really find it worth the expense to write a plot. Writing a plot means hiring a writer, forcing performers to memorize lines, which takes time, multiple camera angles, and potentially setting up the set at multiple different locations. Remember that individual scenes for a studio aren't that profitable. They rely on their large back catalog to build their income or sell subscriptions to their sites. In many cases, it's about quantity over quality. For a bit of context, as a creator myself, 100,000 views on a Pornhub video makes about a whopping $50. And again, because there are millions and millions of videos out there, views aren't the easiest to come by. even for a small to mid-sized studio. They need to build their catalog quickly and release regular new scenes in order to get people to sign up to their websites, where real money is made, and actually keep people signed up. Next up, people are excited by fantasies that are completely unrealistic, and these are easy to pull off without much plot. Think about a stepsister stuck under the bed, or a pizza delivery guy getting greeted by a naked woman who doesn't have the money to pay for her pizza. These fantasies are silly, but when you're horny, your brain doesn't care. It's a hot idea that's quick to pull off, and that's all you need. In fact, if the porn stopped our horny monkey brains from gooning and actually had us think and engage with the film intellectually, we might be more prone to stop watching porn. And companies certainly don't want that. This brings me to my last point, which is that cringe porn plots have been popularized by large studios. It's the industry standard now, and everybody is always looking to big studios to figure out what works. Sadly, this means even smaller studios and creators are following suit, as it's what people have come to expect. Thankfully, for those of us that actually love a little plot with your porn, there are still some options out there available to you. Firstly, softcore porn does focus a lot more on the plot and the emotions between the characters, which makes it appealing to some. For more information, I published a whole episode on why softcore porn can be so appealing, especially to women. That's episode 11 if you want to listen. Many hentai films also have much more of a plot behind them, since it's sort of been the standard. Hentais have the advantage of being able to create scenarios and concepts that aren't possible with real people. So it's worth giving it a try if you're in the mood to actually watch something. Of course, not all hentai films fall into this category. Many jump straight to the sex, just like with normal hardcore porn. Ecchi anime does not have outright sex scenes, but does contain nudity and sexual undertones. This is an example that puts the plot first. You can find a complete list of ecchi animes on myanimelist.com, which I'll link to in the show notes. Some of my personal favorites to start with that are very sex-heavy include To Love Rue, High School DxD, Interspecies Reviewers, Queen's Blade, Kiss Ex Sis, and The Quasar of Stigmata. Finally, we have my favorite form of porn entirely, audio porn. This has performers like me building an immersive scene in your mind, and often role-playing sex with you throughout it. Some audios focus a solid 20 minutes on build-up and setting the scene before actually getting to the sex. This is done not only with very thoughtful script writing, but the use of sound effects, ambiances, and actual acting to really paint a powerful picture in your mind. If you'd like to browse all the audios I have available, you can do so at lewdlexi.com/catalog. Reddit's Gone Wild audio subreddit is also a great place to find audios from other performers. Find one that appeals to you, put on a pair of headphones, lie down, and try it out. Audios are so much more rewarding and memorable than regular porn. And while I wouldn't tell you that they are the only porn worth consuming, they are a great tool when you want an actual story to absorb yourself in. Note that these aren't all the options available. I know there are some websites dedicated to making their hardcore pornos a bit more tasteful. At some point in the future, I'd like to start doing reviews of porn sites, and I'll post an update with some of my recommendations. Sign up for my Patreon to support the website and to help make this possible. A link to my Patreon will be in the show notes as well. Personally, I wish porn would include more of a plot. Maybe it's just because I'm a woman. But while seeing two or more people fucking is exciting, I'd love to know why they're fucking and why they're so turned on by each other. Of course, other types of porn are available if plot is really something that you care about, so I suppose it's not so bad. I'd love to hear the silliest porn plots you've ever come across. And if you know any major studios that make porn with really good plots, please do me a favor and share them with me. And if you are interested in new ways to explore porn, be sure to sign up to my email list at lewdlexi.com/email. From AI chatbots to automated toys to in-person sex resorts, there's a whole world of sexual pleasure out there that you might not even be aware about. And I'm constantly sharing the coolest stuff I learn about in my newsletter. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll let me join you wherever you are again soon.